Well, Danny, is that the one that got away?
I think so. I don't think there's any doubt that we let that one slip. You know, we come up here full of confidence. We knew what Ross Trevor were going to throw at us, and they didn't throw anything different at us. You know, and we always said if we were at the pitch of the game, we felt we'd have their number. And look, we 17 minutes before we scored. You know, that was an absolute killer for us because
they got 6 points at that stage.
Yeah, we're 6 points down. And look, the one thing about the lads, they'll never give up, and they have great spirit. And we drove hard. Once we got the pitch of the game, we drove hard, and I thought even towards the end we probably deserved to bring it to extra time. We felt if we could bring it to extra time, we'd won the game, and I think the rest of everybody knew that as well. So, look, then there's all key moments in the game then that people kind of pick out, but that's only because you're chasing the game. You know, yeah. If you're not chasing the game, that doesn't really.
I would say that they got off that great start and they scored the 6 points, but you came back and you came back to three.
Yeah, we came back to three before half time, and we were playing with the breeze, Tom, in that first half, and I we're talking about inside there. We couldn't understand how we were off the pitch of the game in the first 15 minutes because like, we played, no disrespect to us, Trevor, we played better teams in Donegal all season and we never stood off and we never started like that. But that was disappointing. But look, once we got the pitch of the game, we're back to 3 point game at half time. And then second half, I think they got the first score again.
First two.
And then we started to drive hard at them. And to be honest, the lads know themselves, probably only that last 15 minutes we really, really drove at them. And once we did, we troubled them. We had a couple of big chances, maybe, or half, well, not big chances, but half goal chances near the end.
What was the mood at half time? What did you say to them at half time?
The mood at half time, as it always is, we look at the game kind of in the cold light today and look at what's going on the pitch. And like, the one thing we said before the game is that we would attack the game, you know, and we didn't attack the game in that first 15 minutes, and that's where they got the foothold. But we always believed that against the breeze that was there, that we get a running game going. We always believed that we'd hit the net, and we normally do. And had we hit the net there today, we'd be in the final, but it just didn't happen.
Paddy Cordy, black card. We didn't see it. Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I'm led to believe that Paddy was actually pulled to the ground, and he turned to the linesman and he says, "What's the story there?" And the linesman, I think the referee done him for verbal abuse or something. So I've never seen that black card issued all season, so it was issued out there today. But there's a couple of things maybe near the... But again, look, Tom, these
Paddy
things...
Peoples went down in the penalty area. Was he dragged down or did he go down?
Again, I couldn't see it properly because there's so many bodies around it, but Paddy got on the end of it. And sometimes they give the benefit... They always give the benefit of the doubt to the defensive team in that situation. They get bodies around it. But look, as I said at the beginning, when you're chasing the game, all these things look... They are magnified, you know, but...
Yeah, yeah. And you still had the chances, you know. Christopher was wide, then he had that last effort blocked. Gary Merritt had a strike on goal as well, it was saved by the keeper.
It was all us in that last 15 minutes, really was. And I know they got up the field and got a couple of frees to keep them maybe 1 or 2 points ahead all the time. We could never get level. And look, the belief within the group is if we could level, that we drive on from there. We just couldn't get that equaliser. And even in the last couple of minutes, I don't think the boys ever believed they would get beat in the end. I thought they would... They believed it would go to extra time, but we had a couple of chances, but they didn't work out for us.
Yeah. Nevertheless, intermediate champions retained your Division 1 status. There's a lot to be proud of for 2017.
Oh yeah, big time. It's been a massive year for the lads and a massive year for the club. You know, winning intermediate championship was the priority. Staying Division 1 was up there with it. But once we won the championship, we wanted to win Ulster. There's no point saying any less. You know, we believed we were good enough to get to Ulster final. Wasn't to be for us. But yeah, it's been a fantastic season. And look, everybody's looking forward already to... Senior Championship next year in Division 1 again, so these boys will drive it on. They're not going to step back now.
Yeah, we're in there talking to the players. You had a good long chat with them. There was a few claps afterwards. What did you say to them?
Just putting the whole thing in perspective, Tom. You know, there's no recriminations, no blame. We collectively, we win together, we lose together. We left that one behind us today. We know that. But we've had a big year, and now it's about looking to the future. And look, the big message I'm trying to get across to the boys is that this group's on the up. They're not going to step back all of a sudden just because they got beat today. They're playing senior championship next season, and they'll win there and they'll give it a good shot, and we'll set our targets for next season and take it from there.
You're with them 2 seasons. Are you going to be there next year?
Probably will be, aye. Senior championship.